It is true, the outer can never shake my inner bliss. I live in a world of peace and harmony and love. And as I live in this world of peace and harmony and love, I am always challenged to new areas of peace, new areas of harmony, new areas of love. And you say, what do you mean by saying challenged? Well, which one shall I take first? Which area shall I be delighted in first? Which area of inner bliss shall I know and shall I delight in? And the answer is, do them all at the same time. Do them all at the same time and just really enjoy yourself. Just really enjoy what you're doing and who you are and where you're going and what life's all about. It's not a matter that the outer can shake my inner bliss. It's a matter that my inner bliss is so fulfilling, so rewarding, and so much fun that nothing else matters. We have on the internet my inner journey, the wonderful course book of the University of Healing, which is a rather intensive program. And people who are taking the course, the inner journey, are finding more and more opportunities to shake their inner journey and shake their inner bliss. And would you believe it? The things that shake their inner bliss are the things that are going on in everyday life. The things that are going on saying, come, do this, come, do that. Come, get excited about this activity and that activity. Come, let's all participate in this wonderful activity of living and doing things all the time. Let's get excited about it. And whenever we allow ourselves to get excited about these things in life and think that they are going to take away from our inner bliss because we're excited in the outer and we're really not paying all that much attention on the inner, we find that it doesn't make much difference at all. It doesn't make much difference at all. What makes the difference is when I realize just what it is that I'm thinking about, what it is that I'm doing, and how I'm doing it. That's all that makes any difference at all. Now, I'm giving this talk, and it is 2:45 in the morning, and my cat has decided to stand here looking at my note, my subject title, The Outer Can Never Shake My Inner Bliss, and she wants to get into the act. She wants to get over there and shake my note and shake my desk and shake everything that I'm doing. And I say, no way, no way. The outer can never shake my inner bliss. I just watch these things and am aware of these things and pay attention to these things and really don't do anything more about it than that. I just let it happen and let it take place. And I live in my inner bliss. To live in my inner bliss means that I am content. I am happy. I am fulfilled. I am pleased with all the things that go on. I look at life and I look at every activity of life and I say, hey, you're good. You're wonderful. I look at all the challenges that come along in life that say, hey, take care of this, hey, take care of that. And I say, no, I'm very happy being just in my peace, in my inner bliss, and I will not be disturbed by needing to do anything in the outer. Wow. How can I need to do nothing in the outer? Don't I realize that I have responsibilities in this world? I have responsibilities to take care of things. I have responsibilities to read the latest books. I have the responsibilities to watch television. I have the responsibility to clean my house and take care of my family and work with all the things that I'm doing. I have that responsibility. Well, truly, I don't. My responsibility is to be always surrounded and folded, active in my inner bliss. Because when I'm active in my inner bliss, all on the outer completes itself and is done. When I'm active on my inner bliss, all on the outer, it's just quiet and peaceful and gentle and loving. And it's of no great concern to me or to anyone else, because it's all in divine order. The outer can never shake my inner bliss when I realize that my inner bliss is the outer now. And if I look at the outer through my inner bliss, consciously aware of my inner bliss, I see the outer as being something very, very wonderful, very, very charming, very, very delightful. I see it through the eyes of my inner bliss, and because I see it through the eyes of my inner bliss, there's nothing to be concerned about. It's just that I wrap it in my unconditional love. I wrap it in my joy and my peace and my expectation that everything is good and everything works out good and everything certainly is that way in all of my life. I am the master of everything that I do. I am the master of every attitude that I have. The outer can never shake my inner bliss because my inner bliss is so content. My inner bliss is so feeling good about itself. And all that the outer does as it tries to make headway into my inner bliss is become itself imbued with the inner bliss. And all in my outer world is blissful, is peaceful, is harmonious, is joyful. Whatever confusion an attempt was made to bring into my consciousness, that confusion fades into nothingness in my inner bliss. Because my inner bliss is peace, my inner bliss is harmony, my inner bliss is love, unconditional love. My inner bliss is joy. My inner bliss is fulfillment. My inner bliss is being myself and having fun. And the outer seeking to disturb that inner bliss finds itself embroiled in that inner bliss itself, and it has no capacity to be negative in any way. It has no capacity to be contrary to my highest good, because only that which is for my highest good, that which is for my delight, that which is for my enjoyment of being me and living in my wonderful world, that's the only thing that has any power and any attention in my life. Because I live in my inner bliss. I live in my unshakable inner self. Today I make the claim that living in my inner bliss, I see all the world from the vision of my inner bliss, and all the world is good and very good, and everyone in the world is good and very good. And everyone in the world delights in being themselves. Everyone in my world delights in being their divine ideal self, now and always. It's not a matter for when in a future time, or a past time, or even the present time. It is the instant now that I live in such harmony and unconditional love that my inner bliss is empowered more and more every moment of my life, and I am 100% my inner bliss now. I am 100% the divine that I am right now. I am 100% the only power in the universe. And the outer doesn't even try to shake my inner bliss anymore, because the outer and the inner bliss are one. my outer and my inner bliss are one. Join me in this recognition for yourself, and live in that state of inner bliss, in your outer and in your inner, and see how happy you'll be, how delighted you'll be, how thrilled you'll be, because it is the truth, and it is the truth that stands for me and for you now and always. I love you. I love you. I love you.